Hello, everyone, and welcome inside the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm pleased to be joined by starting right tackle Lane Johnson. And Lane, what did you do with your bye week? Because you just had a month off to start the season.
I stayed around here for a few days, and I made a trip to Vermont. Pretty random, but I went up there with the family for a few days and hung out and then came back.
So what was it like a couple weeks ago? You make your return against the St. Louis Rams, very talented defensive line. What was that like for you getting your first action back on the field?
It was awkward, just not having the practice reps, with the team and stuff like that. So it felt weird just having, a few days of practice and hitting the field. So it was pretty awkward, but I made the best of it and felt a lot more comfortable this past week against the Giants.
Did you rely on your athleticism, you think, more than anything else against in that Rams game?
Yeah, I mean – Playing a position this long, I mean, you kind of know what to do. It's just sometimes when you haven't been doing it as much, you kind of get rusty.
So what was the biggest difference going from, usually say from night and day, I'm going to say from day because the Rams game was in the afternoon, to that primetime showdown against the Giants?
I felt more comfortable against the Giants, having played them last year, so kind of knowing some of the guys that I'm going against. Felt comfortable, and I knew we had a good scheme going in, and, felt good.
What did it mean for you that not only did you have to go against Mathias Kiwanuka, who's been a very good veteran in the league for a long time, but the Giants seemed so frustrated with Jason Pierre-Paul not being able to get any pass rush, they moved him over to your side and still not able to get to Nick Foles at all.
Yeah. Just next guy up. I mean, that's what they're going to do if they can't get any pressure. So I imagine to see it, probably even more coming up in these next few games. But, it felt good. I felt good in my technique, and I feel strong.
How tough was it to see LeSean McCoy have the struggles that he had in the first month of the season?
It was tough. Obviously with Kelsey and Evan out, it's a big part of our offensive line. That played a factor in it. But, it was tough to watch just knowing, I couldn't be a part of it. But now I think we're starting to pick things back up, and things are looking better.
McCoy said one of the reasons he was glad that you're back in action is because he knows how to follow your blocks. Can you explain from the offensive tackle standpoint what that means?
Just sometimes inside zone, he's going to follow my block. Usually either cut behind me or go front side. So usually he's reading the backside tackle's blocks on some of those inside zones.
Is there a chemistry thing, though, or just knowing how you block and just having that familiarity?
Yeah, I mean, just repetition over and over. He's so used to, I guess my style and what I want to do, so he knows kind of, where to go with the football.
So what is it going to mean that in the next couple of weeks that you're going to get Kelsey back in the mix, Evan Mathis will return soon enough, that you'll finally have that starting offensive line that you had all throughout the 2013 season?
It'll be good. Evan's a pro bowler. I think Kels, is another top center. Last year we did really well, and I think, this year we could do even better with those guys. Just know the offense more and being more compact.
What do you recall about last year's matchup with Arizona?
It was a good game. We knew they have a good secondary, so I think we ran the ball pretty effectively last year with them, against them. So something we're going to try to do again this year.
What makes them so good? They're number one in the league in run defense. Obviously, you guys are coming off your best game from a run standpoint. Yeah. What makes them so tough to go against in that standpoint?
They did have Clayus Campbell in there, number 93, big long guy who's pretty disruptive there in the middle. And as far as Darnell Dockett, he's out too, but another guy that was really, really a big contributor. But they're just sound on the defense. They got some big bodies up there, and they do a good job of maintaining their gaps.
Last question for you, Lane, is what's the biggest thing that you want to improve upon in the second half of the season? You came into the year saying you want to dominate. Now that you're back in the mix, now that you're finally, got your feet wet, you're back on the field, what are the things you want to improve so you can take that next step?
I felt this past game is probably my most dominant game I've had. I felt comfortable.
And overall, you're going back to your rookie season included?
Yeah, I mean, I just felt comfortable. I felt confident. And whenever I'm confident and, I feel I can play with anybody. So, try to keep that going. Just maintain consistency. So that's probably the biggest thing, just being consistent.
Lane Johnson, starting right tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles. Thank you very much for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.